speak them over again to me. Wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, thank you for listening, Life Eternal Ministries, Word of Eternal Life. Today we continue discussing about God's eternal plan. And God's eternal plan is based on His time. God has time set from the beginning of the universe to until He redo the entire universe the last time. So we have discussed many topics concerning the creation. In the beginning, the God created the heavens and the earth. And we talked about the wisdom of God which existed and in Christ Jesus. Proverbs 8 talks about His great wisdom. Wisdom is one of the great attributes of God. If we say it was Jesus who was God, He made unto wisdom, which means one of the attributes of God's great attributes is wisdom. It's like God is love. This God is not just love, He is more than love. That's one of His attributes. Praise the Lord. In the Corinthians, first book of Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 7 to 9, we can see, but speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world has been created. So the God's wisdom, which existed in Jesus Christ, in the Gospel of John 1:1, the Son, God, who is Christ, who lived with Him from the beginning. In the beginning, the Word, the wisdom of God, is Christ. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Also in the book of Hebrews 1:1-4, and 1:14, we continue, we can see that Jesus was the creator of the universe. And then John writes in 1:14, the creator or the Word became flesh. John writes in verse 18, chapter 1, that no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. So we see that God was in, Christ was in God, or God in Christ. I mean, the Son who is the visible image of the God, and He presented to us the Son, who Father loves so much. Father and Son, God's Son Father and His Son and Father and the Holy Spirit lived eternally before the time was created. For how many millions or trillions, we don't know, years, the Father rejoicing in the Son and the Son rejoicing in the Father. Then they together rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. In Proverbs 8, chapter, verse 22, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His work of old. I was, just as in John chapter 1, it says, it is talking about a person. It's a person who is the wisdom and who is also the Word in John chapter 1, verse 1. I was set up from everlasting, or ever the earth was. Verse 27 of Proverbs chapter 8, I was there when He set the compass upon the face of the deep. See, we are talking about compass is a mathematical tool when we study in the elementary school, middle school, where we use compass to measure the angles and stuff. So God is the greatest of all the mathematicians. He calculated the circle of the earth, the deep of the earth, and made the humongous, extremely wide space above our planet and our universe. Now, we have seen in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, we see that, continue reading, we can see that God have brought the light and then the darkness and light separated. The water from the earth has been removed and ocean is formed and dry land or the earth is visible, appeared. And then we see there is an expanse or a firmament above the earth. Now beyond the firmament of the around above the earth or around the earth, and above the firmament there is a water situation where there is ocean surrounding the earth. And I spoke about it in the last messages that the scientists were able to find those oceans. And there is also, there is an ocean beneath our earth without the oceans which we see above the earth. So there is water from above and water from below. And now we have our galaxy, which is Earth, Mars, Venus, the Venus and Earth, then Mars, Jupiter, and all these planets in our galaxy. I missed Mercury, which is supposed to be the one next to Venus. So all these planets are arranged proper distance in proper magnetic power of each of them, electromagnetic, their ability to pull towards their own center. So every planet, they pulls towards the center of its own center. At the same time, it's been pulled by sun. And they are all in the magnetic field of the sun. And so that this distance and the pulling of the gravitational forces and electromagnetic forces equalizes between the planets and the sun based on the distance. So they plus and minus based on the distance plus the closeness and the force of gravity and electromagnetic forces. So they also rotate in certain speed, its own axis, and also around the sun. So outside our sun's, this our galaxy's area, we have a vast expanse. We have the stars and all the other galaxies. Then there is this vast expanse we can see. So, and in the space, and the galaxies were made at one time, one moment or a second time, we do not know. None of us know. But there was an explosion, per scientists, called the Big Bang. What is a bang means? Some matter. Bang or exploded. And the matter is the smallest part of atoms made of. Atoms make the matter, and atom is the smallest of all the particles of a substance. So who made the matter had not made, while yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, God says, I was there. Scientists tell us much of the universe came from dust, but astronomers watching the supernova, cosmic dust is crucial for the birth of stars and rocky planets and provide the central ingredient for life. But its origin is obscure per scientists. According to the journal called Scientists/Astronomers. So the supernova happened some time ago. It's called SN2010JI, watched by the scientist by using spectrograph on the very large telescope on Cerro Peñal in Chile. The team scientists measure the amount of visible light absorbed by dust particles and infrared radiation particles themselves emitted. This range of wavelength of explanation goes to many years. The interstellar space of stars, the shock waves of explosions, the SN2010JI will have produced dust production that is equivalent to half of our sun's dust mass. So you can read this from nature.com, Exploding Stars Reveals Origins of Universe Dust. Now, latest NASA telescope, James Webb, astronomers both stars and planets from the interstellar clouds, but the details are still murky. So, the scientist doesn't know all about the origin of the universe. They're still trying to understand. It's a satellite called Kepler telescope, NASA's star searcher. Planets are formed from the leftover star formation, a process in which the interstellar clouds and hydrogen helium gas contract until their cores grow denser, not enough to ignite. Also, these gases fall out of star formation, carry heavier elements such as carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, silicon, and iron. Once it cools, the electrostatic charges sticks these grains together, form bodies. Then they collide each other, make a mash together, form planets. According to nature.com, astronomy planets in chaos. It's an article from nature.com. You know, the universe is very complex. It's more than a human scientist can contain, can understand. Nicholas Copernicus, Polish astronomer, decided and told the world that sun is the center of the universe and it's at rest, which means sun doesn't move. Earth and all the planets spinning on it axis on a revolutioning around the sun once a year. This is called a heliocentric or sun-centered universe or system. But later, Galileo Galilei, whose discovery of moons of the Jupiter, 1610, lent credence to the Copernican model because as condemned by the church in 1633, forced to renounce all his belief, heliocentric system, or suffer death. So many people supposedly have been accused of false heresies about the universe, and then they were killed. 1700s, other scientists followed Copernicus' view and Johannes Kepler changed man's view on universe forever. So we finally found that sun is the center of our universe and earth is moving around it and all the other planets. Later we found, earlier in the 19th century, we found sun is not standing in one place, but it's also moving. So we now know the speed of the sun, the speed of the earth, and speed of all the other planets, and how long it will take to rotate the sun. Now in Proverbs 8:30, we see, I was by him as one brought up with him in the beginning. See, we have to pay attention to the word here, brought up with him. Now, it is Christ who was with the Father ever since the Father was. But God has no time, and in this period of years, we don't measure years or time, it is called eternity. Christ and Father were in one, and they were one. They were in between each other. They were spirit gods. In the beginning was the Word. Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in Proverbs chapter 8, it says, I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now this is looking forward that Christ will live with his children, or God's children, who was redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now in verse 32 to 36 also are the advices of wisdom in the Proverbs chapter 8. In verse chapter 9, verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Jesus was a mystery to humanity and to even to the angelic beings. Since the beginning of time, living in his Father's presence and rejoicing in the Father's kingdom, his creation made all the creations made through him. He was the Word, lived in and came out of the Father. Father spoke by Christ, through Christ, and in Christ. And the Holy Spirit lived in them, with them, also flowed through them with his mighty power, flow as the greatest power and force who completes the work of the Father and the Son. Together they are God in one. Praise the Lord. So it's a very complicated, complex subject, and the Father and Son theory, or however we describe in the Bible. Jesus becomes the Son, in my opinion, as he comes out of the Father, because it's always you need a delivery. A person delivers another person. In here, the delivery is between a spirit God delivers his Son God. It is the Son God is spirit God who lived in the Father. So we have Father, the Spirit, Father, the Son, the Spirit, and also Holy Spirit of God. God together, all in one, is a spirit. Where do you see that? In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 24. God is the Spirit. And Jesus explained that to the Samaritan lady. Thou shalt worship the Lord as the Spirit, as you worship him in spirit and truth. So the Holy Spirit lived in them, with them, flowed through them with his mighty power, for the whole creation of the universe. Now, we were discussing different things happened in the creation story. Now, the continuation, the creation still occurs. Yes, stars are still formed, and galaxies are still being found by the scientists. So we only can know what our scientists studying 24/7. They are sitting people after people, different people, different locations. They are watching the planets. They are looking at the birth of different stars and galaxies, or the ones who was there already, which they are able to find them. So, now, God did this creation one time, as I mentioned before, and the first creation fell into darkness. In my suggestion, the darkness occurred because of a rebellious angel of God whose name was Lucifer, and a group of angels following him, and they challenged God's authority, and they want to take over God's throne. Now God put them down, the Michael or Michael the archangel and his troops of angels, fought the Satan and threw him out of heaven. So lost his position, he will become the person who travels in the atmosphere, and the angelic beings who are fallen called demons today. Satan lost his place. He became the angel of darkness, and then they fell out of the glory. And they tried to manipulate the universe, and the Lord God put over the earth and the planets, in my opinion, all went into darkness. So God, the second recreation of the earth, and the covering has been removed from the dark covering of the planet, has been taken out. According to Dr. Hugh Ross, an astrophysicist from Canada, who make a lot of presentations. You can see his presentations in YouTube and many other places. He travels to colleges, universities, places, and do presentations. Once he found out about the Bible is true, the creation is true, according to him. And then he comes out and explains about the creation. And where he talks about the Genesis chapter 1 and the creation, he talks, it probably have these planets already been there. Because we know by science right now, Earth cannot stand by itself as one planet alone. It needs a star, which is our sun. So our sun was there. If the sun was there, the other planets were also there. So basically, the universe was there from the first time creation, and God just had to remove this covering of darkness that he called on the light. Now, as we go further, the men fell into sin, and God has made a plan for redemption, which is called Jesus Christ, the God's Son, has been and delivered to us, humanity, and he lived a ordinary human being's life, and he did the miracles and wonders and all the things God has appointed for him to do. So we read about in Proverbs the pre-incarnate of Jesus Christ, or he was Christ, not Jesus at the time. Jesus means Savior. Before he became the Savior, he was with the Father, and he was his Word. His Father's presence, rejoicing in the Father's kingdom, and his creation, and all the creations made through him. Now, lived in millions or trillions, I don't know how long the Father and Son, but they were working together in the creation business. Now listen, Father says, listen to my spirit or my spirit will punish you. Son, Matthew 12:30-32, it says that you have to listen, God and his Holy Spirit, and anything you speak against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. the book of Job, chapter 4, 38, verse 4, God questions Job and asking him, when God laid the foundations of the earth, where were you and do you know how? Now, scientists say today, first the stars are formed from cloud with dust or dust cloud and dust particles. There was water made by God by reaction between hydrogen and oxygen. Now, we'll continue this message in the next series. So, thank you for listening. My name is Reverend Dr. Chaco Varghese. If you like to support this ministry, please send your support to a place station called WCNO 89.9 FM, 2960 Southwest MAP Road, MAPP Road, Palm City, Florida. Zip code 34990. Or you can also send it to my address, other address, 8187 Northwest, 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida, 33076, and Life Eternal Ministries. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
For each of us to claim in God's green world.